And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690K GGF on this Thursday morning. And it's now time to get to the phone, because joining us from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals, we have Brad Gray joining us. And Brad, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. It's good to have you here today, talking about all the great animals out there at the shelter. And we'll go ahead and get it started with, do we have any adoption stories this week to talk about?
No. We have our white kitten Snow got adopted.
Yay!
Yeah. Draco, one of our other kittens that has been with us, is going to go on a home test this Saturday, so very excited about that. And we believe we have an adopter coming in for Theo, who we've talked about, the Dr. Pepper thief. so we're very excited to see what happens with that as well. So good things happening in that regard, as well as rescues. We sent 11 dogs to Kansas City the other day, last week, and we are taking a mom and some puppies up to Kansas City tomorrow. So, good things happening.
Absolutely good things definitely happening. And I love hearing the Dr. Pepper thief getting a chance. They just got to watch out and make sure they cover their Dr. Pepper. So or he'll take off with it. So apparently he did that on his date night that they had a that was a few months back, I think it was, but I always thought that was the cutest story. It's like they turn around, all of a sudden he's drinking their Dr. Pepper. So
he's a dog after my own heart.
Absolutely. I love me some Dr. Pepper as well. So do you guys have any other dog date nights coming up at any point?
We are working on that. We have recently, just some fun information about the shelter, we've recently added two new staff members.
Mm-hmm.
So we are back to normal with that, and we're going to start doing events like that on a more regular basis. Don't have anything scheduled yet for doggy date night, but we will be announcing that as soon as we get it worked out.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep.
All right. No events coming up as of right now, but like you said, there'll be some announced here pretty soon. We got to hear about, take home this Saturday, basically kind of test the water. So we get to hear them going to rescues as well. That's always a good thing as well. So let's go ahead and talk about who is out there. We started with dogs last week, so let's go ahead and start with the cats this week.
Yeah. We've got some great cats. We have George. George is a long-haired white cat. He has a couple yellow markings on him. Just a sweet boy. He's about 2 years old. He's the only long-haired cat we have. He is fighting a bit of an upper respiratory infection, but he's doing pretty well with that. We have Presley. She is a black cat. She's about 3 years old, female. Very sweet. If you get on our Facebook, her picture is of her just falling into somebody's hand while they're holding her. Just kind of collapsed. And just couldn't get enough of it. It was bliss for her. And then we have Britches. Britches is our senior girl. She is estimated to be about 10 to 12 years old. She is spayed, and she is up to date on vaccines. She is gray and white and has big green eyes. She's a gorgeous and very sweet cat. We have Maze. Maze is also a black cat, like Presley. She's about 2 to 3 years old, female, very sweet. All of our cats, we get that comment a lot, and I'm not trying to talk us up, but everybody always comments on how friendly the cats are that are at our shelter. So, and then we have Toronto. Toronto is an older guy, probably about 8 to 10 years old. He is gray tiger stripe and white, so he's got the gray and the black. He's got a really pretty pink nose, very sweet guy. And those, all of our cats have $40 adoptions until this Saturday. That will stop this Saturday. So if you're interested in adopting a cat, bringing them into your family, come see us in the next couple days. That's our cat group. And then we have our dogs, of course. We have some beautiful dogs. I was walking through the shelter yesterday and just couldn't believe believe how many gorgeous dogs we have. We have Olivia. She is a cattle dog, Australian Shepherd mix. She is tricolored, so she's got some brown and white and gray, gorgeous, high-energy baby. She's about one to two years old. We have Shelby. Shelby is 5 to 6 years old. She's a hound mix. She's about 70 pounds. She's black and tan. She's very, very sweet. She gets really excited, and she'll start breathing really heavy. kind of sounds like me when I try to go for a run or something, which I don't do often. But just sounds, it's hilarious to watch her. Then we have Taffy. Taffy is about 45 pounds. She is white and black. She looks like a Holstein cow. She is likely a German short hair pointer and a heeler mix. She's got the look of the pointer, but the build of the heeler. And she also has a bobtail. She's anywhere from 8 to 12 months. We have Patrick. Patrick is our guy that's been with us for a long time. Cattle dog mix, bobtail, sweet boy. He would be what most people would call blue. So he's white and black, has this little ticks. Very high energy guy, would love to play and would love to have another friend at home, four-legged friend to run around with. We have Ziggy. Ziggy, everybody comments about how gorgeous Ziggy is. She has a beautiful long-haired beige creamy colored coat with some white markings. Her tail curls back up over her back, so we think she's like a Husky and Aussie mix. Very sweet dog. She does need to be away from other dogs, but she is going to be the sweetest dog with anybody she comes in contact with, human-wise. We have Yogi. Yogi is our big boy. He is a Lab and Pyrenees mix. He's got the cream and the white coloring. He is 11 months old. And he is ready to go home. He is a very sweet guy. He came in with a counterpart, so Roddy, and she was adopted, and now he is looking for his home. We have Shiloh. Shiloh is one of our newer dogs. She is a Labrador mix. She's got the chocolate color. Sweet, sweet baby. Now, she will climb a 6-foot fence with no issue. She actually, we found out that she had been shot at with a pellet gun, and found out that she has a couple pellets still in her, which aren't affecting her health, but just want people to be aware of that. It's amazing how many animals we get in with BBs or pellets that they've been shot at with. But regardless, she is a very sweet dog. She's got the honey-colored eyes. She's about a year old. She is starting to work on commands. Again, gorgeous dog. Anybody that meets her is going to fall in love with her. And then Bella. Bella's been with us a while. She's a black terrier and lab mix. She's about 35 pounds. Sweet girl. We have Ducky. Ducky has been with us forever, it seems like. She's got the short stature build, the short legs, normal-sized body of a medium-sized dog. We think she's a pity and maybe a Basset or Dachshund mix, and she's got that off golden color. We have Barbara. Barbara's my frappe or Carmelito girl, whatever you want to call it. She's got the white and brindle markings. Gorgeous dog, and she's about 3 to 4 years old. We have Troop. Troop is a neutered pity. He is gray and white. Super sweet dog. Excuse me. We have Coop. Coop is right next to Troop. He is black, and he is on the smaller side. He's about 40 pounds. He, unlike the rest of the dogs, that when we let them out of their kennel to go outside, they are, you know, they're hitting full force. They're hitting the gas as hard as they can to get outside. He just kind of moseys out, looks over his shoulder at you, and then continues his walk. He has always got his tongue hanging out, so it kind of looks like he's smiling, like, yeah, look at me. It's a very sweet dog. And then the last two that I have to talk about, we have Hadley. She is a shepherd mix, possibly a chow. She's black, and she has the black markings on her tongue. Gorgeous dog. She is a newer dog. She is not going to do well with cats. We don't know how she does with large dogs, but no cats for Hadley. And then the last guy is Big Joe, is what I call him. He's like, he's a mastiff in a pit bull body. So he's a stout-looking guy. He's still kind of short, but he reminds me, if he were a human, he would be a bodybuilder. He's a super sweet dog with people. He's the golden color, has brown eyes. He's about 3 to 4 years old. So that's our group of adoptable babies.
All right. So it sounds like a great group of animals out there looking for their forever home. And also, I forgot to ask this at the start. Are you guys, are always looking for donations, correct?
Oh, yeah. kitty litter right now is our big one. And, of course, dog food. Kitty litter, we use the cheap clay kind from Walmart. It's in the red bag. That's what does best for us. Dog food, dry dog food, just about any kind we will use and mix. And then dog treats and beds and toys are our biggies. So, yes, we are always looking for donations. Please consider donating.
All right. So, and if somebody would like to come out to the shelter to see all those animals, maybe go into the room where you get to kind of play with them or basically kind of get to spend some time with them to see if that, you know, if the connection is right. How can they get out there?
Yeah. Come visit us, of course, in person. We are at 4955 County Road 1400, Coffeyville, Kansas. We're right across the road from the wastewater treatment plant in Coffeyville. You can call us, and we have a new number that we are trying. We've had so many issues with our phone. With this number, you can call or text us. It is 620-309-4155. And then, of course, our Facebook. Our Facebook is our big communication tool. It's where we post our animals. It's Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Also, we're trying something else new. We are now on Pet Finder. So if you go on our Facebook page, you can go down to where it lists our website, click it, and then you can follow the directions, and you can see a listing of all of our babies that we have up for adoption.
All right, so that's absolutely great. A new way to check out all the pets out, or all the animals out there to be pets, hopefully very, very soon. So a great way to find that out. Well, Brad, I appreciate you coming on today, telling us about all the great animals out there at the shelter, and we'll talk to you guys again next week.
All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much. All right, that is Brad Gray from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Tell us about the great animals out there at the shelter. We do need to go ahead and take a break. But when we come back, we'll take your calls once again. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.